I've got my guests with me, Tasha Hills and Abby Christine Segust. Is that how I pronounce it right?
Segust.
Sorry. Both from the Arthur Rank Hospice charity. They'll, as I say, be staging the annual Starshine Stroll Memory Walk on Saturday, the 13th of May. Good afternoon, girls.
Hello.
Thank you for having us with you.
Nice chorus there. Tasha, many people walk for very personal reasons. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, so Starshine Stroll is a 10-mile or 6.5-mile night walk, and it gives people the opportunity to walk with family, friends, colleagues, many of which, like you say, are walking in memory of someone that they love, either cared for by the hospice or often just people that are close to them.
Do you think they use it as some sort of memorial to their loved ones?
Yeah, so lots of people that we have cared for in the hospice, it gives them the opportunity to give something back and to say thank you for the care that they've received. And many of them go online and through online money-raising websites to generate some money for the hospice in that way.
Right. So tell us all about, Abby, if you could maybe do this, tell us all about this year's event, because last year was really, really successful. You raised loads and loads of money and you had lots of people take part and so on. So tell us what your aims and ambitions are for this year.
So last year we raised over £50,000, which was absolutely amazing. We didn't expect to quite hit that amount. It was absolutely incredible.
Do you normally set yourself a target?
We tend to have last year's event, you know, income in mind, I guess. We're always striving to raise as much we possibly can for the hospice. So we kind of have last year's in mind and hope to exceed it, I guess, is the nicest way to put it.
Right, OK.
So we usually have over 400 participants. This year we're on 61 so far. This morning the numbers were. So we're hoping those numbers will go up soon. And
yeah, it'd be nice to see over 500 take part this year.
Right, and so the lines are open, or the website's open to actually register. So what do people have to do to register if they'd like to take part?
So they can either call us in the fundraising team. The number's 01223 675 888, or they can register online at www.starshinestroll.co.uk. That's quite nice and simple.
Right.
Short form, and only takes a few minutes. Can do it from your mobile.
Right. Yes. Are you welcoming both individuals and teams, or is it just an individual type thing?
Yeah, no. We have families, colleagues and individuals that take part. So some of our largest groups, one of them particularly from a Swimming World Club, they can be in the region of 20-plus individuals joining together to walk. But we have families, you know, pushchairs. We have men and women. We've got sort of everyone covered. Everyone's more than welcome.
And I hear that there's a tendency to get dressed up for the event. But this year, there's a theme to each year. Is that right?
So this year's event theme is Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, Glow Bright. So it has the star sort of theme to it there, giving people the opportunity to kind of, you know, twinkle and sparkle a little brighter as well.
We have merchandise for sale, so they can either buy merchandise when they register, or we have it on sale on the night. So there's bunny ears, tutus, pink, green, yellow. There's flashing sort of lights. So there's different things.
All right. So it's not a case of just sort of a badge or anything. You can actually buy a whole outfit then, yeah?
Yeah. If you see them walking through the streets in Cambridge, it's very bright and colourful.
Oh, right.
And because it's a night walk, lots of people kind of bring out their really fun onesies and their star pyjamas, and, you know, that some people wear even their bunny ear slippers.
Yeah.
So it really is a sight to see, really.
I should think onesies are very popular, especially if it's an evening walk as well. Yeah,
because it's summer time, it's May, so it's getting quite warm. The evenings are starting to get a bit lighter, but it can be quite chilly, right? You know, I mean, we set off at 7 in the evening, and some people aren't back with us if they do the 10-mile walk. Some people come back to us at around midnight, So by that time, it really is quite chilly.
So you say there are two different lengths of walk. So whereabouts roughly do the two different walks go?
So we start off at Shelford Rugby Club.
Right.
And we head into Cambridge. So once we finally reach Cambridge on the 10-mile walk, this is, and we get to go along the backs and see the beautiful Cambridge colleges. We get to go along the riverside and we get to go through town. So you get some cheers from people that are, you know, out on a Saturday night. And you get encouragement as you're walking through. So it's really empowering. And they're all sort of huddled together in the hundreds of people that are taking part. And we come back through the other side of the town centre and come back towards Shelford Rugby Club again.
Okay.
for the finale. The last quarter of a mile or so, we light with candle bags, so it's all lit in the dark. So it's sort of really beautiful because there's like lots of candles there, and it gives people that moment for reflection as well.
Right. So, and the whole thing, of course, is all about raising funds. Yep. So I know there's an entry fee. Is that right?
Yes, it's just £15 to enter, and you get a medal, a bacon butty at the finish, which everyone loves.
That's worth £15 on its own.
Yes. And a t-shirt as well. And obviously, that money is helping us to put on the event, which is really crucial. And then any sponsorship money that people make, which isn't essential, but, you know, every pound really does make a difference. So that all helps us to fund the vital care in the community for the hospice.
Right, so this is what I was going to ask you. So the £15 predominantly is to do with paying for and covering the costs of the organisation of the walk, yes?
Right.
So clearly if people can get together with friends and get some sponsorship going, that's another stream of income for the fundraising, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Good. So, maximum numbers, what's maximum number for the...
So, it's just over 500 spaces that we have. So, it is, and we would really like to get to that number this year. We were just shy of it last year, just by a small number. So, we really would like to kind of hit our final numbers this year.
And I guess we'll be helping to promote too, because certainly in March, you're our charity of the month.
Yes, thank you.
So no doubt we'll be talking about it quite a bit during the course of March anyway. Yeah. Are you going to take part yourselves, girls?
I'm afraid we can't. That's the thing with a new event fundraising. You don't get to be in the thick of it on the route, but we're certainly at the base organising all the bacon butties to be cooked on time for the return walkers and things.
Before I started working at the charity, I took part as a participant and absolutely loved it. So it was really nice to see it from that side of things, and now being behind the event, taking the registrations and helping with the organisation.
So is that kind of the reason you can't take part? Is that sort of one of the rules and regulations of the event?
It's just we don't have time.
Oh, I see.
We'd absolutely love to.
Oh, I see.
But, I mean, we get to enjoy the event on the risk assessment walk, which
sure.
is... the same, but not totally different, in that we're not, we don't have the energy of everyone around us joining you. So
you get to see the beautiful views as we
during the day.
It's
not quite the same, but
no.
We love hearing about how much people have enjoyed it when they come back, and you know what they enjoyed and why they took part as well, because it's always reassuring that you've put on an event that people have enjoyed.
Yes.
Absolutely. And also, apart from the merchandise that you have on sale, which presumably is also to raise funds, there's a bit of a competition. Is that right?
Yes, so if you register as an early booker, so that's before Good Friday, you get a chance to win a car for the weekend, which is a really nice opportunity.
It's not just any old car, though, is it?
No, it's not. It's a and this is when I always pronounce it wrong. It's a
Maserati.
Thank you, but it's a Gibby.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's a Maserati. It's the most gorgeous car. And everyone's really, you know, in with a chance of winning that for Good Friday if they register before then. And then they're able to take it out for the weekend, which is a really...
What, straight away, pretty much? Or do they have to sort of...
You have to book it in when you're the winner them.
Okay, yeah.
But it's a weekend of your choice, so you can, you know... hire it and take it away to the Yorkshire Dales if you wanted to, or wherever.
But it's just for the day. So it's a fast card to get to the Yorkshire Dales.
Maybe a bit more local then.
Yeah. But still a nice treat.
But just to repeat that then, so that's the dates that you've got to get your entry in before, in order to be part of that competition, is, I think, Good Friday, isn't it?
It is Good Friday.
Yeah, which is the 14th of April, I think I'm right in saying.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. So that's a great bit of extra thing going on there. Now, obviously, very interested in getting people to take part in the walk, but I think you're also looking for some help too, is that right?
Yeah, so these events just wouldn't run without the vital support of our volunteers. So we have around 60 people on the route that support us. They guide the way. They're there as safety marshals, so if any of our walkers taking part are struggling, or perhaps they decided to do the 10 mile, but they would have preferred to do the 6.5, they can just speak with the marshals, and that will certainly sort of help them out on the route. And they're there really to encourage people as they're walking and to sort of add to the atmosphere, really.
Right.
So a really vital part of it. But they also help in many ways at the start and finish, with helping cooking the bacon butties. They help with registering people in, helping them with the merchandise. There's lots and lots of ways that people get involved, but the event just wouldn't happen without them. So we're always looking for keen people that would like to get involved with our event.
And same contact, if they are interested in taking part as a volunteer, just contact through the same routes.
So yeah, they can head to our website, which is aohc.org.uk. There is a form on there that will be sent to us if they prefer to email. Equally, if they'd like to call, it's Cambridge 675888, and we can certainly signpost them to the right sort of volunteer role that suits them.
Okay, so that's May the 13th, Saturday, May the 13th, starting at 7, did you say?
Yes, so registrations will open at 5:30.
Oh, right. OK, so you can get there a bit earlier, because I guess with 500 people, or possibly 500 people...
They'll come to pre-register and get a T-shirt and...
A little bit busy, yeah.
Buy any extra merchandise.
But the bacon sardines, they're only available at the end, is that right?
They are.
Ah, that's your incentive to finish.
Yeah, a nice hot chocolate or cup of tea or coffee that will warm them up.
And the all-important medal, you know.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Gosh, that you get when you receive that. It's really...
Do any... in the past, have people turned up with blisters and stuff? Are they mostly all yes?
Our first aiders that are on the route, they take good care of you. So if you do have any blisters and things, they do help. So that's good.
Excellent. So there we go. That's on. That's as I say, on the 13th of May. The closing date for that competition entry, anyway, is Good Friday, 14th of April. What's the actual closing date for the whole thing?
It will be when the places sell out. So are, as we said, we're open for registrations at the moment. Lots of people are signing up, and we're starting to get our big teams through. But they are, and on the night, if the places haven't sold, we do on the day registrations as well. But for a while, we haven't been able to offer that.
Right, so. And I guess it's very busy on the day anyway. Yeah. And if you want more information on that, the website address, do you know what that is?
Yeah, so this website address for the event is starshinestroll.co.uk. But you can be signposted and have further information from the hospice site, which is aohc.org.uk.
And Facebook, have you got a Facebook page too?
Yeah, if you search for Arthur Rank Hospice Charity on Facebook, you'll certainly find us.
Brilliant stuff. Abby, Tasha, thanks ever so much for coming in.
I can't promise,
but I'll see if I can get along there on the day anyway.
We'd love to have you with that.
Great stuff. So that's Abby. Abby, let me get your name correct this time and see if I can do it. Christine Segust? No, I've got that right?
Christine Segust.
All right, I'll leave it to you doing that.
Thank you.
And Tasha Hills from the Arthur Rank Charity, the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity, should I say. Thanks very much for coming in, girls.